today. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. Who then saves my soul, oh, my Savior God, to thee.
Oh, yeah,
how great thou art.
Give us the last time, when Christ shall come, oh yeah,
when Christ shall come, oh, when shall all come in, oh, and take me home, oh, what joy shall fill my heart, oh, then I bow. Oh, in humble adoration, and there proclaim,
oh, yes, Lord, we will proclaim your name, that how great thou art.
Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my soul, the God to thee. Oh, how great thou art.
How great.
How great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Oh,
how great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Oh, how great you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when that day, oh, and that day has already come, when with a shout of acclamation, we know that the shout, the message of the hour, oh, we've received the prophet of our time. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. And we are just preparing to go home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are preparing to go home.
Amen.
How many are ready to go?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Gorichi, bless you for coming. The weather's so cold over there, out there. But we know someone loves us so much. Amen. And because of his love towards us, there is something in us that just drew us.
Amen.
To come closer to him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And God, Richie, bless you for fulfilling the word of God that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves.
Amen.
Together. Amen. As we see the time approaching. But rather, we must what? Geared ourselves together in prayer, exhorting one another.
Amen.
Those who are strong will be what? Helping those who are weak. Because we don't want to leave anyone behind. Just like Israel leaving what Egypt. He said, we shall not leave even anything behind. Everything is going. All our animals. Everything. We shall not leave anything here. Oh, shall we bow down our heads as we pray to that great God. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another grace. The Lord you have given to us, Lord Jesus. Oh, the day, O God, from morning to this hour, Lord, we have seen your mighty hand, O God. Father, our going out and our coming in, Lord, we know it has been guided by you, Lord Jesus. Father, our children going to school and back, O Lord. Oh, parents going to their various works and back. Those who are going to school, O Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. And even this evening, Lord, we've left everything behind, O Lord.
Amen.
Oh, to come here because, Lord Jesus, we know it is not by our own will, O God.
Amen.
Because, Lord, we know it is you that have drawn us to be here, O God. And your word tells us that blessed is the man that you have chosen and caused to approach unto you.
Amen.
And dwelled in your courts. We said, such a man, oh, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, Lord.
Amen.
So tonight, Lord, we know, oh, yes, oh, God, we will be satisfied tonight. Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we want to commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands. Even as, Lord, we have Many things, oh God, the church, oh Lord, is looking for something, oh Lord Jesus. Tonight we are here to pray. And we believe that, Lord, when we ask in your name, oh God, oh, it will be granted unto us. Hallelujah. We come with that faith, Lord, tonight. Amen. Believing and claiming, oh Lord, every utterance that, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God will come through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless your word even as we read it, oh Lord, and let the Holy Spirit lift it up, Lord, and give us, Lord Jesus, the spirit of prayer tonight, oh Lord, as we have dedicated tonight, oh Lord, to pray, oh Lord, for the need of the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's turn to Revelation 3, and we shall read the seventh verse. Let's hear the word of God. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Amen. Heavenly Father, bless your word, O Lord. And let it, O God, be life unto us. And let, Lord, give us the inspiration tonight, O Lord. As Father, we want to pray, O God. The church which you said you will present to yourself, Lord. A holy church without blemish, without spot. Father, here we are tonight, believing that we are that church, Lord. And so, Father, when we ask, we know it shall be given unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated tonight? Tonight we are going to prove ourselves by our faith in Christ Jesus that we are no partial believers, but we are perfect believers. Amen. Tonight we are going to base on a word that the prophets said in the church, the Philadelphia church age, 192, paragraph 5. As I've said, tonight we're going to pray for the need of the church. The last Sunday there was an announcement, we all heard it, that this place is going to be demolished. And we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that is the main subject that is done tonight, that we are going to pray. And which way is the prayer going to go? The thing is, many a time when some decisions are taken, we must look for the perfect way. Praise God. Yes, we like this place. As Pastor was saying, that we like this place. Sure. But let's look at the other side also. Praise God. That sometimes things happen for a purpose. And that purpose will always be good for the children of God. Praise God. For some time, I've been realizing when many people, visitors and others, we all come together in this church, there are no space for us, if you have observed it. Praise the Lord. There is no space for us. And I believe God has a bigger place, a better place for us. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. A better place, a bigger place. And so the whole thing will pass through many ways, and then it comes as if we are in trouble. We are not in trouble. Praise the Lord. If it is the will of the Lord that we stay here, no one can move us. Amen. Praise God. If it is His will, no one can move us. Because He holds everything. Yet, we also say, well, if the world says they want to take their own thing, Lord, give us a new place. A bigger place, a better place. Amen. So tonight, we're going to prove ourselves through the faith that we have in Christ Jesus that we are perfect believers. Praise God. Not partial, perfect believers. And when we say, it has to come to pass. Tonight, we want to see David's and Joshua's in this house tonight. Joshua's who can what? Stop the sun.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Sun, you stay over Gibeon, and you, moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon. And it has to be so. Praise the Lord. That's the way how we are going to speak tonight. Lord, we need a new place. If these people are going to take this place, we know that you have prepared a place for us.
Hallelujah.
You know, one time, the last supper that our Lord Jesus Christ, he was about to take, the disciples came to him. Because, you know, our master, the Bible says, he had no place even to lay his head. Birds have nests, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. And the disciples came to him, said, Lord, Master, so where are we going to take this unleavened bread? Because they know their master has no place. Praise the Lord. The master needed what? A place. We also need a place. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he said, go to the city. You see a man, just tell him that our master wants a place for his word, for the unleavened bread, for the Passover. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass. Then when they saw the man provided a place. That proves that he is God. And he's here tonight. And he's giving us the same authority. So if we need a place, let's send the word now. Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Someone is there to give us that place.
Yes.
Someone is there to give us that place. But if it's the will of God for us to live here, to stay here, no one can move us. So let's forget about this place here. If it is for us, no one can move us.
I shall not be moved.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Standing on what? Amen. Standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
I shall not be moved.
Amen.
So that's it. We have a place somewhere. We need to claim it tonight. It has to come to us tonight. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at the scripture that we read. It said, these things we have already spoken about. He that is holy. Today let's look at he that is true. So this thing saith, he that is true. He that had the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth. And shutteth and no man openeth. Praise God. And so if he opens a place, the place was where he has opened, ordained before the foundation of the world for this church, no one can close that door. Because it is opened already. It's opened and it's waiting for us. He that openeth, no man can shut it. And when he closes it, no one can open. Praise the Lord. The key of David, where is it? It's upon his shoulder. The prophet was referring that to the eastern countries, when there is a marriage, the veil of the bride he puts on the bridegroom's shoulder. The meaning is that all that is she is upon what? Upon the husband's shoulder. Amen. He has surrendered everything to him. Praise God. And that same key that is upon his shoulder, he said, it is all the government. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The government is upon his shoulder. We are the bride. We have put our what? Our veil upon his shoulder. And he's responsible. Praise God. He's responsible. And we look to him now to provide for the bride. Praise the Lord. And he will surely do it. Now let's read something from the Philadelphia Church Age, page 292, the fifth verse. So these things saith he that is true. See? These things saith he that is true. Now this word true, listen carefully, this word true is a very wonderful word. It does not mean true in just the sense that it is the opposite of false. No, sir. This true here, he said, it doesn't what? Express it where it's something like what? True and false. No, sir. It has a different meaning. It is not what? True and false issue. It has a different meaning. He said, it expresses the perfect realization of an idea contrasted with what? Partial realization. Perfect realization which contrasts with what? Partial realization. Here, my brother, we see that we put ourselves now in a situation whereby we also, the way how we believe, is it, are we partial believers or perfect believers? Praise the Lord. If he says that he that openeth and no man closeth, how do we believe it? My brother, it's you and me now. That is why we need what? The spirit of Joshua tonight.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of what? David tonight. Because he knew who he was. As a perfect believer. Praise God. That whatever the Lord has spoken, it is yea and amen, it will come to pass. And they stood on that. To make the impossible to be what? Possible. So that is it. And then the prophet said, to bring this to understanding, this perfect realization and partial realization, he quoted this from John 6. Let us now turn to John 6 and let's look at what? A kind of what? Partial realization and perfect realization. John 6, let's read something from there. That scripture is so great scripture. Let's start reading from 24. You know the story already. Let's begin reading. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum. That was where this scripture the prophet quoted. So let us read it. Shipping. And came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? And Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Now listen to the question they asked him. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? What shall we do that we shall work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. The work of God is to believe on him that he has sent. Praise the Lord. Anyone that has been sent, believe, because he carries what? The word of God. That is why the angel told the prophet that if you can make the people to believe on you, then there is nothing that can stand. Amen. So the work of God is what? Is to believe. The work of God is to believe. Praise the Lord. That's why we are looking for what? Perfect believers tonight. That's why we are looking for perfect believers tonight, not partial realization of what? Situations. Then they said therefore, verse 30, they said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? Look at that. See? The sign was what? Right before them. And they were looking for what? Another sign again. Weren't they the same people when he took only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and was able to feed 5,000 of them? That was the reason why they were looking for Jesus again. Looking for what? The partial food. Whilst what? The perfect food was standing right before them. Praise the Lord. And now they were asking again, show us a sign after all this. And you have known him, that he has healed all manner of diseases. The cripples walk, the blind see, the dead are raised. You've heard about him, we've been walking on the sea. When he said, peace be still, the billows, the storms, the winds, go to obey him. You still look for all the sign. Praise the Lord. My brother, the thing was what? Right before them. The perfect food was right before them. My brother, the message of the other perfect food is before us. The work of God is what? The work of God is what? To believe. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are looking for what? Believers tonight. Perfect believers tonight. Because we want to pray. The church needs something. They look at it. See, they were always looking for the partial food. The partial food. That's what they were looking for. So our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. See? He gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. This thing saith he that is what? True. The true bread. The perfect bread. Amen. And to eat that perfect bread, you got to be perfect also. Praise the Lord. It has to take perfection. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth what? Life unto the world. One who comes to give what? Life. But the manna that they were eating in the wilderness, it was just a daily what? A daily bread. It sustained them for only what? A day. But here this bread, this perfect bread, which gives life. Oh yes, sir, was standing before them. And they couldn't. Let's read 34 and 35. Then said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. See, ye have seen me and believe not. Now let's read something what the prophet said here. He said, this word indeed expresses perfect realization as against the idea of what? Partial realization. As substance and shadow. Take example the manna from heaven. God sent down angel food from heaven for Israel. But that bread did not satisfy. It was only good for a day. Those who ate it were hungry again the next day. If it was left around, it becomes what? Contaminated. See? In the same church age, 210, paragraph 2, the prophet said, this very manna from heaven, it was amazing how these little pellets of food kept them in perfect health. No one got sick. Though this bread, this manna, it gave them what? Perfect health. They were not sick, yet they died. Amen. Yet they died. But here, then the prophet said, but Jesus is the true bread from heaven, whereof manna was just a type. And if any man eats of that bread that came from heaven, he will never hunger again. He does not need to come back and eat again. The moment he partook, he had what? Eternal life. Praise God. Listen, he said he does not what? Need to come back and eat again. You see? There are many people who are feeding on daily manners. They come, they hear the word and rejoice in the spirit. But the moment they get out there, it's finished. And then they wait for another revival. As the prophet said, their faith is what? From one revival to another revival. Then they have to come and do what? Refilling. Oh, my brother, here is not a gas station where we go to come and do refilling. Oh, here is the house of God where precepts must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Oh, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Just ordered, adding up. Oh, praise the Lord. We come to add up. We don't come to refill. Praise God. My brother, let's watch it carefully. Perfect what? Realization and partial. He said, the prophet said, he does not need to come back and eat again. But the moment, you see, that makes you what? A partial believer. See? It makes you a partial believer. You come like a last Sunday. Oh, when we got out there, everybody, oh, today, there was fire. Oh, we really had what? A joyous day last Sunday. The thing got what? It got to remain. Praise the Lord. It got to remain. It shouldn't what? Go out again. That's why. My brother, when you are coming to the house of God, this heart, begin to look into it. Whether the heart that you are bringing to the house of God, it is what? A wayside heart. Eh? You understand? A wayside heart. You remember the what? The sower. Who went to sow? And some of the seed fell what? On the wayside. And the birds what? Picked them up. And it was gone. So when you are coming to church, you go to examine your heart. And make sure that it is not what? A wayside heart you are bringing. Because when you hear the word which is the seed, the birds just take them off. And you come back to square one, you are the same again. Praise the Lord. That is a partial believer. Oh, you not come to the house of God with the heart of tongues. See? Like you hear it rejoicing, but in a short time, the what? The tongues choke it. The things of what? The world. Just choke everything and the word is gone. That kind of heart will never make you what? A perfect believer. Oh, you bring what? A heart of stone. Oh, where there are little soil on around it. So when the seed fell there, oh, for a while, it looks as if it is what? It's germinating. But what? Because there is no sufficient soil. The roots hit the what? The stones. And what? Everything begins to crumble back again. Oh, my brother, that's not what? A perfect what? A perfect heart. It doesn't make you what? A perfect believer. Oh, praise the Lord. So tonight, as we say, the prophet Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but that meat that endureth what? Unto everlasting life. Perfect and partial realization. No, you do not what? Need to come back and what? Refill. But already the very moment with what? A heart that is what? Fertile. Amen. A fertile heart. You bring to hear the word of God, what happens? He said what? The moment he partook, that's from the prophet, he had eternal life. Amen. The moment he partook, he had what? Eternal life. It germinates and grows and bears fruits in many folds. And the Bible says, by our fruits we glorify him. Amen. So let's bear what fruits to glorify him. He is the vine and we are the branches. Amen. When you see a mango tree with real heavy fruits on the branches, oh, praise the Lord. You don't stand there and say, what a wonderful branches. No, sir. Though the branches are holding what? The fruits. They are bearing what? The fruits. But yet, when it comes to what? Giving praise, you give it to what? The tree. What a mango tree. So that's why he said, by our fruits we glorify him. See? The fruits that we bear, we glorify him. He is the vine. And we are the branches. My brother, tonight, as we have known, we are going to pray. Amen. Let's look at another thing the prophet said here, and after that we can just prepare ourselves to pray. He said, here indeed was reality. No need any longer for a shadow. You see, we are not looking for a shadow. We want what? The perfect thing. Praise God, because when you see my shadow on the wall, you will never know the color of dress that I'm wearing. Though you see the shadow over there, but we want the reality. When you appear, when he appears, we will be like unto him. Amen. With that kind of appearance, we have seen it in this our day by the message of the hour. Amen. It's a message that makes us what? Makes us like him. Praise God. The word of God. So he said, no need any longer for a shadow. No need for a partial salvation. See what the prophet is saying. No what? Partial salvation. There is nothing like what? Partial salvation. No, sir. No. There's nothing in Christ which is what? Partial. Everything is what? Complete. There's nothing partial. So the prophet said there is what? No partial what? Salvation. No, sir. He said, just like Jesus is not part of God. See? Jesus is not what? Part of God. But he is what? God. He's not part of God. He is what? He is God. No partial salvation. As long as there is no partial salvation, then we believers, there must not be what? Partial believers. We must be what? Real, true believers. And tonight, let's look at what? David and Joshua. Praise the Lord. They knew who they were. David knew that he has been what? Anointed to be the king of Israel. So, as God has what? Anointed me to be king, I have surely got to be what? King. Nothing can what? Stop me. Oh, my brother, as long as God has called you, you are his bride. Nothing stops it. Amen. As long as your name is in what? In the book of life. As a bride, my brother, my sister, your name can never be blotted out. It is only those who are partial believers. Their names surely will be what? Blotted out. It was there, but because they couldn't go the distance. Partial believers, somebody like Judas. See? Judas. Partial believer. Oh, he received that same power, authority, that same ministry. When Jesus sent the 12, he said, I give you power to heal the sick, to cast out what? Devils. And even to raise what? The dead. Praise the Lord. And Judas went what? Doing all these things. But he was a partial believer. He couldn't go the distance. Praise God. My brother, let's watch it. Being believers with this message, you've got to find out for yourself whether you are what? A perfect believer or a partial believer. Watch it. Tonight we are looking at Joshua. Who God told him, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Praise the Lord. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. As he was with what? The disciples, the apostles. So he is the same tonight. As long as we need a place to worship, it's a perfect word, realization. Amen. It's something perfect that we are looking for. Many a time, our requests, our things that we pray for, we don't receive them because, why? Because, as the Bible says, we want to consume it upon our own lust. At the end of it, but even look, you are looking for a job. Now, you are praying. What is behind your mind? Watch it closely. You see that many a time, your focus is what? What you are looking for is for you personally. And when I get a job, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, all for yourself. It is not what? A perfect way of what? Asking God. But when you know you are looking for a job, but you know that you are looking for it so that, oh, you can be of what? A service to the Lord. Amen. You be of what? A service to the Lord. That is the way. That's a perfect what? A prayer from a perfect believer. Always God. Is what? The beginning and the end. Amen. Oh, for the beginning, you are asking God. God, grant me a job. You place him first. Then at the tail of it, who should be there? He must still be there. Praise God. The Alpha and Omega. He must still be there. But we see that we put him his position as what? The Alpha. And then when we get a job, everything is to what? To myself. We forgot the God that what? Granted us what? The job. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we are looking out to ourselves that we are perfect believers. They have sent a notice. And the notice even is outside there. According to Brother Kwame, he told me that there are some, it appeared in one of the news bulletin. And there is actually some big shots from where? Dubai. Yeah. These oil-rich people, they are coming to do this project here. Praise the Lord. But if we are the big shots, we are the big shots. We will prove to them that we are the big shots. Amen. Amen. If it is the will of God that we continue to fellowship here, they can never send us away. Amen. And if we had to go away, we will get a place before we go away. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we are going to put this church request before the Lord. That's what we are going to pray tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's forget about everything. Meanwhile, we thank God. There is a thanksgiving anyway. Amen. Amen. We heard a good news today. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See, the Lord has answered our prayer. He answers prayer. Amen. Amen. Our sister has delivered. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God. Amen. So, it shows that alone must be a testimony for us.
Amen.
That He answers prayer. Amen. That tonight, the need of the church, let's take that burden upon ourselves tonight and pray, brother. We need a place. Amen. How many believe that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ? So the musicians come and give us, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, sir. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, sir. There is power in the blood. We are going to speak it. We're going to claim it. Jesus said, go to the town. You see a man. Tell him that our master needs a place to worship. Our master needs a place to observe the Passover. And the man gave the place. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. That's where we are. There is a man over there. We are going to send the word. Hey, Dublin Christian Fellowship, we need a place. We need a place to worship. That man must give the place to the church. We are serving the living God.
There is
Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your pain in all sin now? There's power in the blood. Oh, power in the blood. Oh, would you able me to win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder working power
in the blood,
of the Lamb. There is power, oh, wonder working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Oh, power in the blood. Oh, come for a cleansing to cover inside. There's wonderful power
in the blood.
Hallelujah. There is power. Oh, power. Wonder working power
in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb, there is power, oh, power, wonder working power
in the precious
blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be white, that much white than the snow? There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Sins alone in His life, give me flow. There's wonderful power
in the blood.
Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder working power
in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Now woe to the self. For your skin is king.
There's power in the blood.
Oh yeah, power in the blood.
Would you only give
His praise to sing? There's wonderful
power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
There is power,
oh power, wonder-working power
in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb.
There is power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood
of the Lamb. Power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the
oh
blood,
yeah,
oh
the Lamb. There is power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
Oh yes, sir.
Oh, I shall not be, moved, just like a dream that's planted by the
thank you, Lord.
Water.
Oh yes, sir.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Oh, I shall not be.
I shall not be
yes,
moved.
Sir.
Oh, I shall not be. Don't be moved just like a tree that's planted by the wall.
Oh,
then, oh, I shall not be moved.
Oh,
Jesus is my Savior.
I shall not be moved.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, in His love and favor, shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the wall.
Water.
Oh, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Oh, I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Yes, sir.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the wall.
Water.
Oh, I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding,
I shall not be moved.
Oh, in His love I'm hiding,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the wall. Oh, tell, oh, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Oh, yes,
oh, I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Oh, I shall not be, moved just like a tree that's planted by the wall.
Oh,
then, oh, I shall not be,
moved.
Oh, I shall not be.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Nothing can move the church of God.
I shall not be moved. Just
no one. Oh, He that openeth, and no one can close, and when He closes, no one can move. And our feet is upon His shoulder. The church, the needs, the responsibility is upon His shoulder. Oh, the government is upon His shoulder. I shall not be. Yes, sir, my brother. Tonight,
I shall not be.
We are going to claim it.
Shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted.
We are what? A tree planted here.
I shall not.
If we have not yet found a place, we are rooted here.
No one can take us out. Oh, how many believe that? No one can move us out until we have gotten a place.
That's planted by the
Pepe, believe it. Let's claim it tonight. Oh, yes, the Lord, we are not going to move. Let it come move us. Oh, I shall not be moved. How many believe it tonight?
I shall not be moved just like a tree.
That man over there, the church of God, we need a place to worship. If we haven't got it, no one can move us from here. Oh, that's it. We believe. Perfect believers tonight. Perfect believers tonight.
Just like a tree.
Let's take up the church now. The needs of the church tonight.
I shall not be moved.
The needs of the church tonight, my brother, my sister. Yes, nothing is going to move us. We are planted here until we have found that new place, a bigger place, a better place where the Lord has already ordained for us. No one can move us from here. We will never be thrown out. That is our perfect believer. Because we perfect believers, we are claiming it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Just like Jesus told them, Lord, where are we going to observe the Passover? Say, go to the city. You meet a man. Tell him our master needs a place. That is what we are tonight. That man, the Lord has already appointed. That place is there for us. How many believe that? Tonight, let's say, Lord, we thank you for your perfect realization that tonight we are standing upon the perfect word, perfect promise, and we as perfect believers, we are claiming the perfect request, that Lord Jesus, a place of worship. Brethren, now, Joshua's and David's begin to claim now. Begin to speak now. Bring it to pass now. Bring it to pass now. That Lord, we are claiming it tonight. We are claiming it tonight. We know the devil is annoyed. But we are happy. We are rejoicing. And we will rejoice. We will rejoice. Oh, the purpose of God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, let that life be in me.
Jesus, we come before thee, Lord, even upon this time. Father, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord. Even unto me, Lord, say that I come before thee, Lord, even upon this time. Say that I'm thankful, Father. What I was done for me, Lord. You shepherd us, Lord, even in this hour. Guide us now, Lord, serve God. And you shepherd us, Lord, serve God. Oh, Father, for thou knowest the things that we have need of before even we'd ask, Lord, serve even of them, Lord, serve God. Guide us and provide for us, Lord,
oh,
in our
yes,
daily
Lord,
needs
Jesus.
In this walk, Lord, serve God. Give us our everyday man, we pray.
Where he lives, I will follow. Let's sing our last song. Where he lives, I will follow. I can hear.
Hear calling.
I can hear.
I can hear
my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. He leads me, I will follow. Oh, where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way, through it, living through the garden. Oh, I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him through garden. I'll go with him all the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with judgment. Oh, I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go with Him. Oh, where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow.
Jesus, we thank You, we bless You, O Lord. We give You the glory, Lord Jesus. We know You are the way. There is no other way. You are the way, O God. And wherever, Lord, You lead, O Lord Jesus, oh, we will follow. And we know there is a path, O Lord Jesus, that You have already made. Oh, for the earth church, O God. Tonight, Lord, we have been here. Oh, we perfectly believe in the Lord. Your word is perfect. That your promises are perfect. The Lord, it will never fail. So Lord, upon the praises of your word of God, oh, even at that day, you told the disciples, oh, go into the city, and the man that you see, tell him, our master, he needs a place, oh, to observe the Passover. Oh, so Lord Jesus, we know you are the same Jesus tonight. The Lord, you are sending us, oh, to go into the city, and there is a place, the Lord, you have already provided, oh God. Oh, you are the one, oh Lord Jesus. We know a way has already been made. We know the Lord Jesus, you have made a path for us, oh God. And the Lord, until that day, oh, we are still here. We are not moving. No one can move us. We believe it, oh Lord Jesus. That is our perfect faith, our perfect belief, Lord, upon your word of God. And so, Lord Jesus, oh, your children, the church, believer, everyone, that has been altered tonight. The Lord, they are perfect requests, perfect words, not from a man, but Lord, right from the Holy Spirit that is moving in us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our blessed sister. We thank you for the newborn baby. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you have proven yourself once again that you are a God that answers prayer. The Lord, you will never fail your children. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, even as we commit our sister, Lord, into your hands, we know that, Lord, you that have started, oh, Lord, will end with the aim of God. Father, that, Lord, you grant the parents, oh, the leadership of God, the strength, Lord Jesus, the way, oh Lord, to bring this our little boy, oh Lord Jesus, to your presence, oh God. Father, that house, Lord, oh, we ask, oh Lord, the host of heaven, oh, to protect that house, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against any powers of the enemy. Oh, sickness and disease, oh, can never enter that house. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we believe every word that has been proclaim tonight, they are perfect words that never come from man, but it comes from the groaning of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you, we bless you. Where you lead, oh God, we will follow. We know there is a way that you have made, and you are that way, oh God. And we will follow wherever, oh Lord Jesus, you want us to be. We thank you by your name, oh Lord Jesus. We stand tonight and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made a way for us. There is a place that you have provided for the church. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have claimed it tonight. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, richly bless you, brethren, for crying unto the Lord, and he has done it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, that day we will remember tonight. And we say, oh, yes, Lord, you are a God that answers prayer. Amen.
It's a dancing gown.
Keep on praying.
Hallelujah.
Keep on praying.
Here's an answer.
Let's keep on praying.
Oh,
we will never cease praying.
Pray
in Jesus' name and by faith. The answer came, hallelujah, praise an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah,
is an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah, here's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, the answer came, hallelujah, is an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, is an answering.
Oh,
hallelujah, is an answering God. pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah is an answer.